Immigration reform bills have been derailed in Congress, but President Bush recently backed having the federal government send letters to employers whose workers' stated Social Security numbers don't match what the government has. The workers could eventually be fired or deported. Pepe Ulahan of the Labor Council for Latin American Advancement called on the president to stop the letters.
They need to stop because it's an attack, and we will not stop until they stop.
Doug Drake of the United Steelworkers Union says the White House plan would also be an attack on employers.
The regulations proposed by the president will be an impediment to those employers of goodwill who employ immigrant workers and pay them decent wages and benefits.
A judge has temporarily halted the no-match letters and will hold a hearing on October 1st. Organizers of the rally asked people to volunteer for rapid response teams if the federal government starts deporting large numbers of workers based on the no-match issue. The Milwaukee rally, one of about 15 around the U.S., was also in support of Elvira Arellano, a recently deported Mexican who has a U.S.-born son. Though some people accuse Arellano of manipulating her son for the media, rally goer Maria Mendez says she dislikes the government breaking up a family.
A mother and a child, oh my God, how can anybody break that up?
Mendez says she realizes that many people in Wisconsin support tough enforcement of immigration laws, but she says in many cases the newest immigrants are working for longtime U.S. residents whose ancestors came here for a better life. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.